All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Quentin Martin, the CEO of Real Luck Group. And Quentin, good to see you again.
Hi, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and also joining us is Thomas Rossender. He's the CCO for Real Luck. And Thomas, nice to see you as well.
Hi, Steve. Great to be here.
So really big news out from the company today. Quentin, we'll turn it over to you. Let everyone in on what's going on.
Yeah, sadly, I'll be leaving Luckbooks as and stepping down as CEO and director.
So give me a sort of a reason. You've taken Luckbox to a certain point, and then what does this mean now for the company going forward that you're stepping down?
So I think it's positive overall for the company. We've taken it, we scaled up, we took it public. We just took in about 18 million in funding, and it's really time to execute on that, scale up, spend, acquire users, and you know, luckily, Thomas is an absolute heavyweight in the space. You know, previously taken two challenger gambling companies that previously Dunder, exited for 90 million euros. Mr. Green on the C-suite there exited for about almost a quarter of a billion euros. And you know, taking that experience, and I knew from the moment I interviewed Thomas that you know this guy was going to be the succession plan if I got hit by a bus. And you know, in the months since he joined, it's just been absolutely evident from you know how he's taken the business and taken the team that this is the guy to be at the helm.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, Thomas, but you're the new CEO, so we should make that announcement as well. Tell me a little bit about just the excitement and the challenge of taking on this new role. Pretty excited about it, Thomas?
Yeah, of course. Super excited. I'm very honored and humbled for them having this trust in me. I think internally, it's not the change is not that big. We have a plan that we're working on that I started setting the day I came in, even without knowing this. And basically, what's going to happen now is that we continue executing on that.
Yeah. What's your message, Thomas, to investors right now about, so you obviously see there's not going to be a tremendous amount of change with the path that you've set right now, but can you talk a bit about how your vision for the company is?
Yeah. I mean, first I would say that like we're still esports betting first. Esports betting is our passion and our focus. With that said, we have some other stuff coming in the year. For instance, we're going to launch Casino. Right now the focus is on, you know, getting our platforms ready for growth through player acquisitions. And as soon as we have that, we're going to scale. And there might be some M&As in there as well. So it's we have a big year ahead of us. And I'm super excited. And I hope the investors are as well.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Thomas, on the new role. I know we'll be talking again. So nice to see you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Quentin, thank you as well for all the work that you've done, obviously, with the company. Just some final words from you on this announcement.
Thanks. Just congratulations to Thomas. This couldn't happen to a better person. And I'm really excited to see where Luckbox goes from here.
All right. Well, great stuff. Quentin, great to see you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, there's Quentin Martin, the former CEO, and Thomas Rossender, the new CEO of Real Luck Group and Luckbox.